Building New Trade Relationships. I'm Keith Wenberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Krista Harden is the president and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. She's been traveling around the last 2 weeks, building new trade relationships and visiting with our current trading partners.
The Philippines, to some surprise of some, is our sixth largest market for U.S. dairy products. They love our cheese and other products, so it was great to be with customers there. We met with our government, USDA, as well as their government officials, talking about how we grow, you know, the pot there and continuing to export. Malaysia is a big market for us for our ingredients. They do a lot of processing in Malaysia. It's a very sophisticated market.
This trade mission trip was all part of spending some time in Hong Kong.
And the final stop, Keith, was in Hong Kong, which we joined the USDA Foreign Ag Services, you know, trade mission. So it was more of a formalized effort with other ag interests, meeting with the Hong Kong buyers and suppliers there, which was great as well. So we saw product in the marketplace. We talked to importers and customers and governments. Very successful, almost 2 weeks on the road. It's a long way from home, but it was all good.
She said the doors of opportunities are open, especially when it comes to our trade.
Oh, yes, definitely. We hope we can take advantage of these opportunities to sit down with current customers and maybe make things a little bit better, more competitive for us against our, you know, other countries who export dairy as well around the world. And it's tariff and non-tariff issues, Keith, that we're looking at and working with our government on.
That's your Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Wenberg.